Welcome to another episode of By Kids, For Kids Storytime, produced by Audio Visual Education.
You can download more episodes of By Kids, For Kids Storytime
for free.
Just search for us on iTunes.
Let's get on with the story.
The Three Billy Goats Gruff. There were once three billy goats who lived in a meadow at the foot of a mountain, and their last name was Gruff. There was the
little billy goat Gruff
and the
middle-sized billy goat Gruff
and the
big billy goat Gruff.
They all three jumped about among the rocks and ate what grass they could find, but it wasn't very much. One day, the littlest billy goat Gruff looked up at the high mountain overhead, and he thought to himself,
"It looks like there's lots of yummy grass up on the mountain."
So off the little billy goat Gruff went, without telling his brothers a word about it. He ran along, trip-trap, 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 until at last he came to a wide river with a bridge over it. Now the little billy goat Gruff did not know it, but this bridge belonged to a great, terrible troll. And the little goat had not gone more than halfway across when he heard the troll shouting from under the bridge.
"Who's that trip-trapping over my bridge?"
shouted the troll in his great, loud voice.
"It's me, the little billy goat Gruff,"
answered the little billy goat.
"Oh, it's the littlest billy goat Gruff, is it? Well, you won't go much further, because I'm the troll that owns this bridge, and now I'm coming to eat you up."
And with that, the troll looked up over the edge of the bridge. When the little billy goat Gruff saw him, he was very frightened.
"Oh dear, good Mr. Troll, please don't eat me up. I'm such a very little goat. I wouldn't even be a mouthful for you. I have a brother that's much bigger than me. Wait till he comes. He'd be a much better meal for you than I would."
"But if he's much bigger than you, he may be tough."
"Oh, no, no. He's just as tender as I am."
"And a great deal bigger."
"Oh, yes. Much, much bigger."
"Very well then, I'll wait for him. Run along."
So the little goat ran on, trip-trap, 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 across the bridge, and ran on up the mountain to where he was safe. Soon after, the middle-sized billy goat Gruff began to think he'd like to go up on the mountain too. Off he went, all by himself. After a while, he came to the bridge where the troll lived. Trip-trap, trip-trap, trip-trap. He'd barely reached the middle of it when the troll began shouting at him in his great, terrible voice.
"Who's that going across my bridge?"
"It's me, the middle-sized billy goat Gruff."
"Oh, it is it? Then you the very one I've been waiting for. I'm the troll that owns this bridge, and now I'm coming to eat you up."
The middle-sized billy goat Gruff was terrified.
"Dear Mr. Troll, good Mr. Troll, please don't eat me up. I have a brother that's much bigger than I am. Just wait till he comes along. He'd make a much better meal for you than I would."
"And is he much bigger?"
"Yes, much bigger."
"Very well then, run along and I'll wait till he comes. Only the biggest goat there is. It's fit to make a meal for me."
The middle-sized billy goat hurried across the river and up the mountain as fast as he could go. The big billy goat Gruff began to think he'd like to go up on the mountain too.
"I think that's where the little billy goat Gruff and the middle-sized billy goat Gruff have gone,"
he said to himself.
"If I don't look out, they'll be growing so fat up there that they'll be as big as I am. I think I'd better go and eat the long green mountain grass too.
So the next morning, off he set in the pleasant sunshine. After a while, he came to the bridge where the troll lived, and out he stepped on it. Trip, trap, trip, trap, trip, trap. The troll that lived under it was in a fearful rage.
Who is that going across my bridge?
He bellowed, and his voice was so terrible that all the little fish in the river swam away and hid under the rocks at the sound of it. But the big billy goat Gruff was not one bit frightened.
It's me, the biggest billy goat Gruff,
he answered in a voice as big as the troll's own.
Oh, really? Then just stop right over there, because you are the one that I've been waiting for. I am the troll that owns this bridge, and now I'm coming to eat you up.
And with that, the great grey troll poked his head up over the bridge, and his eyes looked like two great mill wheels. And they were going round and round in his head with rage. But still, the big billy goat Gruff was not one bit frightened.
So you're a troll, are you? And you own this bridge, do you? And now you're going to eat me up? We'll just see about that. I have a forehead as hard as stone, and I'll mash you up, body and bone.
The troll jumped up onto the bridge and put down his big bushy head and ran at the big billy goat. And the big billy goat put down his head and ran at the troll, and they met in the middle of the bridge. But the big billy goat's head was harder than the troll's, so he knocked him down and thumped him about. And then he took him up on his horns and threw him over the edge of the bridge into the river below. And the troll sank like a piece of lead and never was seen or heard of again. The big billy goat went up onto the mountain. His two brothers were glad to see him again and to hear that the great wicked troll was gone from under the bridge. And after that, they all stayed up on the mountain together, and the smaller goats ate so much grass and grew so fat and big, no one could have told one billy goat from the other.
Thank you for listening to this episode of By Kids for Kids Storytime, performed by Maya Degenhardt, Lucy Birch, and Max and Ruby Hughes.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.